Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. We've got two topics today. I'm going to introduce you to Maestro. Start first of all, Jeannie Lamson. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you. Jeannie.
And you are here representing, because you're the conductor,
yes,
of the RTO Adult Orchestra. Now, what does RTO stand for?
Well, it stands for the Really Terrible Orchestra, but we can also think of it as the Really Terrific Orchestra. It's comprised of people who learned instruments as adults, and so they're beginners, or it's for people like my husband who played in high school and then put their instrument away for 40 years and want to play it again. So we welcome anybody who wants to come and play. We're very, very beginning orchestra.
So this is for adults.
Yes.
Who somehow or another imagine themselves playing in a symphony orchestra.
Yes.
They never made it to the symphony orchestra, but they can live a dream right now with a really terrible orchestra for adults.
Well, playing an ensemble is just fun. You know, you can take private lessons as an adult and learn to play your instrument, but you never have a venue to perform. So it's really fun. Everybody likes it.
So will you be performing at the Missouri Theater or Jesse?
Absolutely not. We call nursing homes and say, we got this great group that'd love to play for you.
And how are you received at nursing homes?
They love us. Oh, they love us.
Yeah. Now, if people listening to us right now, and they say, oh, I've always wanted to play in an orchestra, but nobody will take me. You will take them.
We will take them, yes. Absolutely.
So there's no restriction there.
Especially if we play viola. We need viola players, and okay, we could use French horn players, too.
So if somebody out there listening today, if you wanted to play in an orchestra, this is your fantasy. You play viola or what?
French horn.
Or French horn. No matter what you play.
Actually, yeah, we'll take
anything. No matter what you play, they'll take you. Okay, and it doesn't make any difference how good you are at this point?
No. It needs to be an orchestral instrument, though.
Okay.
We don't have parts for guitar or ukulele or anything like that. It needs to be.
Oh, because I thought James would be signing up for the orchestra.
No.
He plays the ukulele.
Yeah, I know. He was selling
really
that.
Terrible, though.
Orchestral.
Right. Okay. But you know what, though? It sounds like you have a lot of fun
doing this. We do. It's really a great group of people.
So how can people get in touch with you?
Well, apparently there is a website, but that's kind of ancient, so don't go to the website. Probably email me.
Okay. And what's your email address?
It would be my full name in lowercase, JEANNELAMBSON @centurytel.net.
Okay. So if you didn't get this, you can go back to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and then watch this segment again or listen to it again and you can get it. But it's JEANNELAMBSON @centurytel.net.
Yes.
Tell Jeannie that you would like to play in the orchestra.
Yes.
Makes no difference what you sound like. They're going to take you. You don't have to audition.
No, not at all.
Okay.
We love them.
And you think there's any chance at one point that maybe you'll be appearing in the summertime with the Missouri Symphony Society on their summer program?
I can't imagine that will ever happen. But on the other hand, the community band apparently started long ago, maybe just like
now.
This. I know, they're fabulous.
Okay. Jeannie, thank you so much
you
for
bet.
Coming
thank
by.
You.
I wish you the best of luck with
thank
the
you.
RTO Adult Orchestra.
Thank you.
Really terrific orchestra.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. And come back again and let us know how you're doing.
I will.
Now I turn to Valerie Chafin, who is with us. Second chance. Good to have you here, Valerie.
Thanks for having me.
Kind of interesting.
Very interesting. Second chances for music and second chances for animals.
I didn't think of it that way. That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, tell us about Second Chance.
Second Chance is doing great. Animals, dogs and cats get adopted left and right, but we need some help from the community. It's coming up to the end of the year, and we need the community's time as well as their money and their supplies.
Okay. So as far as time, what are you asking people to do?
We're asking people to volunteer with us. We're open Saturday and Sunday afternoons. We're asking people to foster for us. All of our dogs are in foster care, so we can't rescue dogs unless we have a foster home to put the dog in to take care of
them. What about cats?
Most of our cats are in our facility. If our cats aren't feeling well or we have a mama and kittens, those cats are in foster care. So we can't rescue any more mamas and kittens or any more infirm cats unless we have a foster home for it too.
So what you're saying is the work you do at Second Chance is totally dependent upon how many volunteers you have to foster these animals.
Exactly. That's not an interpretation. Animals. That is exactly what we are. We are completely dependent on the community, both for labor, for foster care, and for all donations. We're completely dependent on the community for that. So if you want to foster for us, you simply go on our website at columbiasecondchance.org, fill out an adoption application, and just put at the bottom of it that you want to foster for us. We'll get in touch with you. We'll interview you. We'll see if your home and your work schedule will accommodate a dog or a cat or kittens or puppies, and we will set you up with your temporary foster.
How many of those temporary fosters that you set up actually then become permanent homes?
You mean the failed fosters?
Is that what you call it?
They're failed fosters. And we mean it
but you'd like to have, you'd like to have a lot of failed fosters, right?
In the nicest way. I don't have all the statistics on how many fosters have kept their animals, but we're lucky that great foster homes keep their animals, and we're extremely lucky that great foster homes find other homes for their animals so they can foster again.
So when someone agrees to foster a home, it's strictly their responsibility as far as the food?
No.
We provide
the food. We provide the veterinary care.
Oh, you take care of the veterinary care, too.
Yes, we do. We provide beds, toys, cat litter, dog and cat food, everything. The only thing we want the foster to do is to provide a warm, loving environment for the dog or cat that's been traumatized or is in trouble, to remind them that people are good, and that they can be socialized properly again and be on their way to becoming a permanent pet someplace else.
Right. Because so many times those dogs or cats have been traumatized.
They have been.
And they don't trust people.
No, that's been taken away from them through abuse or through neglect. And we need to remind them that we are good things to trust again.
Right. Okay, so how can they get in touch with you? We're just about out of time.
ColumbiaSecondChance.org.
www.ColumbiaSecondChance.org or call
660-882-5050.
Okay. Thank you so much, Valerie Chafin, for
coming
by.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Good to have you here. Tomorrow, Larry Brown will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifeng Ouyang, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this again or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. We'll see you tomorrow on the week.